You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Kindergarten fees violate Idaho's constitution and discriminate against students in poverty. A former state Supreme Court justice argued this in a lawsuit filed last week. The class action suit is looking to overturn kindergarten fees while also forcing school districts and charter schools in Idaho to refund fees that have been collected since 2014. The lawsuit states that requiring parents to pay for the second half of the day disadvantages low-income families. This lawsuit was filed on behalf of two parents in West Ada School District whose child will be beginning kindergarten in the fall. Joining us live by telephone from Idaho Falls is Jason Wood. He is one of the attorneys involved in the case. And if you want to join the conversation today and you have a question or a comment about this, we will be monitoring Twitter for the next 10 minutes. So get your comments in now and use the hashtag Idaho Matters. We may end up using your comment on the air. In fact, we just got the first comment in. This is from Kathy in Boise via Twitter. Her comment is this: it is a worthy investment for one and all, just not the parents. I want to again welcome Jason Wood. He is one of the attorneys involved in the case, joining us live from Idaho Falls. Jason, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to talk to us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first off, can you just tell us the lawsuit's argument for why this did need to be filed?
Well, as we outlined in the complaint, this school funding has been a problem for the past going on 50 years. Over the course of the last several decades, public funding through the legislature has squeezed and squeezed school districts to the extent where now they are charging for regular curriculum type matters that are contemplated to be required to be paid for by the state legislature under Article 9, Section 1 of the Idaho Constitution. It requires that the state legislature establish and maintain a general, uniform, and thorough system of public free common schools. Kindergarten has come to be over the past several decades, since I was a kindergartner, come to be seen by the Idaho legislature, both through acts of the legislature as well as the Idaho Administrative Procedures Act, as being a critical foundational part of a thorough, free public education. At the point at which school districts start to offer a second session of kindergarten, having been seen as and acknowledged by the state legislature as being a critical part of a thorough public education, if they offer a second session, then it is part of that free, thorough, common education. And to charge it means it's not free, which is a violation of the Idaho Constitution.
And so, Jason, could it be argued that school districts are just trying to find innovative ways to educate kindergartners? Because, as we all know, the state of Idaho only requires half day, yet more and more research is showing that full day kindergarten is much more necessary.
I no doubt about it. In fact, I don't think it's just the school districts that are at the forefront of this. The state of Idaho seems to acknowledge it as well, but claims not to have apparently the obligation to fund it. It's our position that they do. If that second session is offered, then the state legislature is required to offer it to all students at public expense pursuant to the Idaho Constitution. If it fails to do so solely on the grounds of economic ability to pay, then it discriminates. It's discriminatory based upon income, which would be a violation of the Equal Protection Clause.
And you make that argument about this really putting low economic children at a disadvantage, because we should note, just in the Treasure Valley alone, West Ada, I believe you have this in your lawsuit, it charges $300 a month for that extra part of kindergarten, and that ends up being a few thousand dollars a year, and that's but we do know, like in the Boise School District, that they do have a scale, correct, on the fact that if you get free and reduced lunch, then you do not have to pay as much. But how does that play into, you know, this argument that the state still needs to step up and fund this?
Well, we don't know at this point the extent to which each of the school districts provide for such sliding scale opportunities. But it does place, even were they to do so, and even if historically they had done so, and I'm not certain that they have always done that.
Mm-hmm.
But the extent to which they do that, it still places a burden. It places a societal and social pressure burden, where families who can't afford that, those thousands of dollars a year, for what Ada County, as we indicated in the complaint, acknowledges is a far superior kindergarten session. It seems to acknowledge that the first session tends to be more kind of a babysitting session, whereas the one that the children have to pay for is the one that actually focuses upon providing students with expanded language, arts experiences through drama, speaking, writing, and reading. And so the real educational opportunities are those that are required to be paid for. Now, if students can apply to have, based upon their income, to have a reduced tuition and have a sliding scale, number one, it's supposed to be free, and that's our position. But mm-hmm. but even if they do that, it places a burden on students and their parents to step forward and basically say, we can't afford it. You should give us special treatment because we can't afford it. And it places an additional burden on students that they shouldn't have to go to, and their parents that they shouldn't have to go to. Social, there's certain embarrassment mm-hmm. aspects to this, that there's evidence that those kinds of things, those kind of requirements will actually discourage families from applying for it. And so these are the kinds of things, it's the whole point of Article 9, Section 1 of the Idaho Constitution. These are the things that are supposed to be provided for at public expense because it's valuable to us as a state.
Well, we're talking with Idaho Falls Attorney Jason Wood about a lawsuit over kindergarten fees in Idaho. And I do want to let you know we are still monitoring Twitter. If you have a question or a comment, just use the hashtag Idaho Matters. Just got another comment in from Sal on Twitter. Funding public education is an investment in both our present and our future as a state. When parents can afford to work and kids get a head start, everyone wins. And Jason, that kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier in this idea of that free and uniform common education, which is what the Idaho Constitution says. And is this lawsuit, even though you have cited all Idaho's 115 school districts and 54 charter schools as likely defendants, does this go back to the legislature? Because they are the ones who make the law. School districts are trying to educate kids the best way they know how.
Yes, that's an excellent point. The Idaho Constitution places the burden and the expense of a free, thorough, and uniform public education upon the state legislature. Unfortunately, the way that the Constitutionally Based Education Claims Act has been interpreted and applied, there is an argument that we first have to go through this process of trying to obtain the necessary funding from the districts, mm-hmm. school districts themselves. Now, that's not necessarily required. I mean, the Constitution says what it says, and no statute passed by the Idaho legislature can purport to or be applied to violate the terms of the Idaho Constitution. The practical effect of what we're trying to do here is, because it can be argued that first under that statute we have to sue the school districts and only then name the state as a defendant in the case, these are hoops that kind of are a threshold, a necessary mm-hmm. hoops that we have to jump through or could be required to jump through before we can proceed. Mm-hmm. So the ultimate goal is, even though initially, if we prevail, in this lawsuit, it will place the initial burden on the school districts. Ultimately, that pressure is going to come to bear on the state of Idaho, one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And so the goal here is to get the state of Idaho to provide the necessary funding for schools, as is required by the Idaho Constitution.
What are the next steps in this case, Jason? What happens from here?
Well, we're in the early stages of this litigation. You may be aware, and your listeners may be aware, we also have a class action lawsuit currently pending, not just for kindergarten, but it pertains to all fees that have been unconstitutionally assessed and collected against all public schools in the state of Idaho. That's currently pending in federal court. But this lawsuit is narrowed specifically to the issue of kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And the next step basically is going to be gathering information necessary to establish which of the school districts are offering a second session of kindergarten, and if they're charging for them. And so we're going to be going through that investigative discovery stage first, naming all the necessary parties and defendant. And then there will be a motion to file to certify the class. We're going to be asking the court to certify both a plaintiff's class, that is, the plaintiffs who are parents and, of school children, of kindergartners, who have been harmed by these unconstitutional fees. But we're also going to be asking for certification of a defendant class, and that is to add all of the school districts, not just Ada County. That is another threshold requirement, and it's very important that we obtain obtain that order certifying the class, because that's what really gives a decision by a state or federal court practical power, is the greater the number of plaintiffs against the greater the number of defendants equals the greater the pressure brought to bear on the state of Idaho and the legislature to adequately fund public education.
And very quickly, before I let you go, regarding the first case that you mentioned, with the fees, I want to make sure I have this correct. This is the lawsuit that was filed, correct? That in fact, in 2015, District Judge Richard Greenwood sided with former Supreme Court Justice Robert Huntley in this case, correct? That challenged fees, and now it's at this level in the federal court. Am I accurate in that statement?
That's not correct.
Okay.
Robert Huntley, my co-counsel, it was a separate case that was filed in Ada County on behalf of plaintiff. It's Jokey versus the state of Idaho is originally the way it was entitled. That case was resolved. It kind of went both ways. Judge Greenwood denied the motion to certify the class and allowed only one plaintiff to proceed, but then ruled in Mr. Huntley's and his client, Dr. Jokey, they ruled in their favor, the court did, on the grounds that these are the types of fees that should be included under Article 9, Section 1 of the Idaho Constitution, and their charging of those fees was unconstitutional. So the second part of your question was, yes, that is a very important decision, non-binding, but it's still a persuasive, important decision by Judge Greenwood that can be brought to bear in the case that we're talking about right now.
Jason, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk about this, an important conversation to be having. Our guest today, Idaho Falls attorney Jason Woods, and we've been talking about a lawsuit filed last week regarding kindergarten fees and if they are constitutional in the state of Idaho. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
Up next, could more medical residents here in Idaho mean more doctors in the Gem State in the future? We're going to look at that. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters. We'll be right back.